What if I told you it's incredibly easy to get ahead of 99% of people? That it only takes 5 minutes a day. Stick to the end of this video, and I'll give you a step-by-step bulletproof plan to do exactly that. Who am I, and why should you care? I am a Harvard-trained ER physician with 3 Ivy League degrees whose mission is to give anyone who wants it the secret keys to success. It all starts with the first thing, the realization. Realize most people are doing nothing. They wake up, go to work, do the bare minimum to keep the lights on, find 100 excuses to not do the thing they know they need to do, and they waste their entire lives not doing it. Most are too lazy, distracted, scattered, or even worse, chasing the wrong thing entirely. There's a gym in my neighborhood that we all share. It's literally free, and yet I often find myself the only one there. I'm talking about hundreds of people who live in the same complex. When I walk past their apartments on the way there and creepily stare into their windows, I see row after row of people glued to their TVs, their computers, and their phones. The faint glow of those screens, but a hypnotist's wet dream. Back when McDonald's first came on the scene, its unbelievable prices, taste, and convenience was unheard of. Forced to compete, the entire food industry morphed to fit the McDonald's model. And here we are now, decades later, fatter than ever. Forget the gut, your brain is next. We are in the age of instantaneous gratification, with mind-numbing pleasure just a hand swipe away. TikTok has been downloaded more than 4.1 billion times, with monthly US users equaling almost half of the entire population. Think about that. In the US, almost 1 out of every 2 people use TikTok. You think other companies aren't noticing? This is only the beginning. It's only going to become more sophisticated, more widespread, more addicting. We have technology already moving to invade your every sense, technology invading to your very brain, and soon the very fabric of your reality. Digital fentanyl, that's what it is. It's leaking into and contaminating everything we do, consume, or participate in. And I seriously couldn't be happier.
Yay!
Why? Because it's a gift. Imagine you live in a drug den. It's dinner time, and there's a random loaf of bread hidden somewhere. If most people are high off their minds or incapacitated by withdrawal, how big of an advantage are you going to have as the only sober one there? Think about that. As long as you don't become part of the horde, it has never been easier than it is now to get ahead. And it literally only takes 5 minutes a day. This is level 1 of your transformation, harnessing the power of small wins. The concept of a small win is simple. It's something that comes about in your everyday life that requires minimal effort to complete. And yet, most people still don't do it. This is taking the stairs instead of the escalator. This is choosing water instead of soda. This is choosing to listen to an educational podcast when you pick up your phone instead of auto-clicking a garbage app like TikTok. It's not that hard nor truly uncomfortable to do. Just kind of inconvenient. This is what I call the collective comfort zone. It's not a secret why my neighborhood gym is empty. In the collective comfort zone, it feels nice to stuff your brain with numbing, feel-good garbage. You are different though. You're about to set up camp outside of this bubble and build a consistent daily roster of small wins. When these habits become automatic, you are ready for level 2. Harnessing the power of discomfort. Rule of level 2 is simple. Do one uncomfortable thing a day. Just one. Outside the collective comfort zone is another bubble, the personal comfort zone. Think of the levels in terms of emotions conjured. Level 1 causes annoyance, but is inherently doable. Level 2 causes anxiety because it's downright scary. Back when I was single, level 2 was pushing myself to say hi to that cute girl sitting next to me on the plane. Back when I lived in Hong Kong, it was asking the dude eating noodles what he ordered because 1, it looked amazing, and 2, I couldn't read the menu, only for him to tell me to eat shit because I was bothering him. At work, that's saying no and standing up to your boss and telling him to eat shit. And when that doesn't work, eating humble pie and taking the L when he fires you for insubordination. Level 2 is then uncomfortably admitting to yourself that you were an idiot for listening to some random guy on YouTube for advice and are now, unfortunately, homeless. Maybe someone just cut you off in the road. Instead of giving them the middle finger, you keep your mouth shut and be the bigger person. Whatever it is, do it once and fulfill your level 2 quota for the day so that when the next guy cuts you off, you're then free to give him the middle finger. You only have to give out 1 free pass a day, remember? Whatever your level 2 task is, I guarantee no one else around you is systematically trying to level up in this way. one uncomfortable thing at a time. That's great though, because if you stick with the program, this 5-minute habit will soon become second nature. And when it does, you'll be far ahead of the pack. What bigger FU could there be than that? Point is, chase discomfort in small doses and slowly widen the gap between you and those around you. If you really want to widen the gap, one tool you should be using is Cramify, this video's kind sponsor. Let's say you have an insanely difficult course this semester. The notes are dense, the concepts are unclear, and oh yeah, your teacher sucks. Imagine, at your fingertips is your own personalized tutor who not only understands the material like the world expert he is, but he's able to summarize your dense lecture notes into personally tailored high-yield study guides and practice questions at the touch of a button. Well, guess what? Cramify is exactly that. All you have to do is upload your class materials and poof, it creates everything you'd ever need from 1, study guides and summaries outlining the entire material so you never have to read them again, 2, key takeaways and recaps, and 3, the coolest thing ever, real practice questions in mock exams, literally made out of thin air. How crazy is that? In fact, each practice question Cramify creates for you is not only based on the material you give it, it probes your understanding further with similar questions designed to attack the concept from other angles. It's literally like you have a personalized tutor in front of you saying, okay, you got this question right, but let's make sure you really understand. Let's try a similar question now, but with a slightly different scenario. Let's also rearrange the numbers a bit so you get more practice. I actually owe a lot of my success at Harvard and Yale to this exact method. If I had a one-on-one tutor like this at my disposal, studying would have been a lot easier. Point is, don't limit your knowledge to how good your teachers are. You have Cramify now. Harness its power and supercharge your study sessions. Making an account is easy. Just go to cramify.ai and get started today. Now, back to the video. Level 3. Harnessing the power of pain. Are you starting to see a pattern now? Level 1 is annoyance. Level 2 is anxiety. Level 3 is pain. But don't worry, even if you stay at level 2 and step outside of your comfort zone once a day for the rest of your life, you'd be better off than almost 90% of all people. To get into the top 10 percentage points, you need to live by the simple rule of level 3, to do one painful thing each and every day. Pain is different from discomfort. It's uncomfortable to put yourself out there and say hi to your crush, but it's only painful if you get rejected. If you don't get rejected, you didn't actually reach level 3. Level 3 is intentionally seeking out that pain and making it a daily habit that you actually embrace as a catalyst for real growth. I know what you're thinking. Why the heck would I do that? Pain is freaking painful. Nobody likes pain. Pain is like herpes. It just sucks. Yeah, while that's true, there's also a deeper truth behind pain. Just like herpes, there's just no way to avoid it in the end. It's coming for you. You either get ready for it, or you wait around for it like a useless sack of potatoes. You choose the pain you face, or life ends up choosing for you. I choose the controlled pain of the gym, instead of an unknowable pain of being a shriveled, disease-ridden old fat guy. I choose the intentional pain of hard-earned knowledge and experience, rather than the pain that comes from ignorance and regret. Choose the pain you face while you still can. That's why I plank 15 continuous minutes a day. The physical pain and mental fortitude it brings me is my level 3 habit. This is also why I chose to be an ER doctor. On one hand, I hate it because it's stressful, dirty, chaotic. I see death, disease, and suffering every single day I'm there. But on the other hand, I love it for those exact reasons too. It reminds me what really matters in life. It toughens me up. If I can go from picking out maggots from a dude's infected leg to digging out feces from a constipated grandma's butthole to then saving a pregnant lady blinded by a bullet to her head all in the same shift, then yeah, I don't really care if you cut me off in traffic. Somehow, I've gained just a little bit more perspective in life. Luckily, you don't have to be in extreme situations to feel this way. Pain is entirely subjective. If a single push-up causes you pain, then you're in business. And even better, you don't need push-ups. You don't have to do anything extra at all. Just by being a human being, living your day to day, pain will find you. And when it does, you'll be at a very important crossroad. You can either, 1, whine and moan about it like you always do, entertaining thoughts like, why me, it's not fair, poor little me, and be the helpless victim who learns nothing. nothing, or you can take the high road, the road that 99% of people will never take. That road is the road where you say, yeah, this is but another rep in the gym of life. Another chance to get stronger, to gain perspective, to toughen up and be even more prepared for the next one that comes. Like everything, this too shall pass. But before it does, you embrace it. Thank it with the gratitude it deserves, because without it, you'll never grow into the person you want to become. When you treat it as such and see it as this amazing thing it is, it actually does become amazing. Pain isn't the bad guy. The bad guy is actually you when you victimize yourself. Just like pain in the gym is not a bad thing. It's a signal of growth, if you treat it as such. If you do the opposite, that is, complain about it, like the, this is annoying, this sucks, then guess what? You'll avoid it, you'll stop hitting the gym, and get that heart attack down the road. In the end, pain is just pain. You are the one that imbues it either with purpose or lets it fester in the bucket of meaningless suffering. I don't know about you, but meaningless suffering sounds like the worst possible timeline. At any rate, getting ahead in life doesn't have to be a hard ask. With this simple three-step system, there's a very clear ladder of progression you can follow every day. If you want a reminder of the system, I've created a beautiful canvas in print you can buy from our newly opened official SpoonFed Study store. Just go to spoonfedstudy.com. It's a great way to support the channel. And as an added bonus, first 10 people to email me a picture of their new canvas or print will get a special gift. If you want more ideas, sign up for my Substack to get ideas just like this one delivered to your inbox, and become a paid member for exclusive articles, commentary, and behind-the-scenes thoughts. If you want your very own custom-made character doodle to be part of all future video scenes I draw, then become a Patreon member. You can be yourself, a dog, or even a rock. Possibilities are endless. And finally, as always, subscribe, go tell your friends, your grandma, and your pet hamster. Smell you later.